Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning and welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. I'm Terry Stacy. Tina McIntosh is out for just a moment. Our thanks to American Senior Communities for their support. And joining us now in studio is Caroline McNelly, and she is a board member of the Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana and also a caregiver. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. You support and advocate for your parents.
I do.
Tell us about your mom and dad.
Mom and dad moved to Indiana 6 years ago from California. Their health was declining and needed to be near family. And they moved here. Dad has Parkinson's. He's had it for about 10 years. And my mother, since they've been here, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh, my. Was that when you brought them here to Indianapolis to be closer to family, did they go right into assisted living or did they? What happened?
Actually, they moved into independent living, into an apartment, which was great for about a year and a half. And things went smoothly. I would help clean, do grocery shopping, do the meds, that sort of thing. And then after a year and a half, I noticed some changes. They weren't eating well. They were not taking their medications on time. And I knew that we had to take them to the next level of care.
Were you currently working outside of the home at that time?
I was. And it was quite a handful. It was, we entertained bringing in services as well. And then we decided at that point to move into an assisted living.
That's a hard decision, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so. Because they were adamant that they were not moving to an assisted living. But once they'd moved, they loved it.
They did. Did they adapt pretty quickly or did that take some time? I imagine.
It took some time. It's like living in a dormitory when you're in college. You know, it was something they had to get used to.
Now, did you have a support system?
Yes, thank goodness. My husband is a great partner to share the workload. He fills in doctor's visits. And then I have sister and brother that are extremely helpful that live in California. And they help financially, emotionally. And there have been times where I've called them in tears and they have held me up.
We were just talking about the financial burden before you came in. We were talking about the financial burden put upon caregivers and that we need more help from the government. We need more as far as our business lives, you know, for the employers to be giving us more time off as they do with new mothers and fathers. And,
yes.
And so this is a whole new area as people continue to live longer. And something else that you do, you're a part-time companion. Part-time companion care? Is that right for a couple of ladies? And what is companion care?
Companion care, it provides the family few hours to get out, run errands, have time to themselves. And the families that I met were through my dad in the Parkinson's community, and they were looking for somebody to help out. And that is a huge need. You're right. Huge need. And I said, I'll give you a few hours a week. And that's kind of grown. But I go in for 5 hours at a time because that seems to be the length of time that's helpful to the husbands to get out and just breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. You're listening to Caroline McNelly. She's a caregiver, also a board member with Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana. You met these ladies at Rocksteady Boxing.
I did.
How did you go? Was your father doing Rocksteady Boxing?
Well, I must tell you, when my parents first moved to Indianapolis, I mentioned Rocksteady Boxing, and my father said, oh, no, I'm not going to box. And I kind of kept on him, and it was only till he moved to the assisted living and met another woman who was in Rocksteady, that he decided, you know, it's peer pressure, that he decided to try it out and loved it. Went for 2 years. He's kind of on a hiatus right now because he doesn't have the strength to get through a whole class. But been a rock steady, incredible program.
Yeah, it really is. We're learning more and more about the climb, and which is another exercise form, and also this rock steady boxing, which is incredible on what it's been able to do for people that are living with Parkinson's disease. What does the Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana offer? You got involved with them as well as a board member.
Well, I found out about PACE through Rock Steady. Pacey was having a symposium answering a lot of questions about Parkinson's, and went to that, and I said, wow, this is a very valuable organization, full of resources. Exercise programs are one of the resources that they have. Rock Steady Boxing, Climb, information on swallowing issues, forms that families need to have filled out before their loved one goes to the hospital. A lot of different resources.
You've really been hit hard. Father with Parkinson's, your mother with Alzheimer's. How's your mom doing?
Mom is stable. One thing I noticed recently is she used to tell these great stories over and over.
Yeah.
And I had a cousin who went through the same thing with her mother, and she said, you will hit a time where the stories stop.
Yeah.
And that's about where we are.
I have a family member that just, it was diagnosed less than a year ago, and Elvis is the one, this story. But we talk about memories and the music and how it all can affect Alzheimer's and what it does for those patients. And we're at the Elvis stage right now.
Oh.
Where Elvis is at. We hear the same Elvis stuff over and over again. And I love it. You know what? It makes her happy. It makes her happy to tell the stories, and we go about it, and we listen like we've heard it for the first time ever.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't stop her and say, we heard that story. We've learned that through this show, Caregiver Crossing, that's not one of the things that you do. So, with us is Caroline McNally. She is a caregiver, board member of Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana. What have you learned as a caregiver? What lessons are you learning?
I am learning that we all make mistakes in caregiving. We have very good intentions when we start. We're going to do everything right, but we do make mistakes. And my new motto is course correct. And I'm constantly course correcting, trying to do something a little better the next time.
Are you a little more forgiving of yourself, though?
Yes. When my parents first moved to Indianapolis, I was like a mother hen over them, and anxious. And now I can breathe. I take one day at a time. Look for the blessings, because there really are a lot of blessings that happen that I didn't expect. It's a journey. And hearing stories, childhood stories from my father that I'd never heard before, you know, that I'm spending time with them and just sitting and being present with my parents. It's been wonderful.
Anything else that you'd like us to know as far as those newborn caregivers, I like to call them, those that are just now taking that responsibility, and words of advice?
Sure. If you have started down this journey, I recommend finding a resource group for the particular disease that your loved one has, whether it's PACE or the Alzheimer's groups. Get as much information as you can. Find an elder law attorney. I found that was extremely helpful as well, and get all the legal matters in order. And if your loved one was in the military, call the VA, find out the services that are there as well. And support group, can't forget that. There's support groups all around the city for the different things that you're dealing with. You need the support. There's strength in numbers. And ask your local church. Sometimes churches have volunteers that can help as well.
Caroline, what a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before we take a break, you can find more information about Parkinson's Awareness Association of Central Indiana at their website, which is paaci.org. And, of course, American Senior Communities. Find them at ascseniorcare.com. The news is next on 93 WIBC.